I wanted to bring today's episode to the podcast, talking about having a plan so you can have your baby in 2023. We are approaching the end of the year, and I wanted to talk about the 8 mistakes we typically see with people that are on the fertility journey with low AMH and high FSH, diminished ovarian reserve, premature ovarian failure, what people are missing, and then how do we then improve our chances of pregnancy success. Excited for you to listen to today's episode. And we want to give you a plan as you prepare to have your baby in 2023. Let's go. I'm excited to invite you to a special masterclass where you'll learn how to improve your chances of pregnancy success if you have low AMH and/or high FSH. You'll learn what you need to know about low AMH and high FSH so that you can get pregnant naturally, how to know which diet will improve low AMH and/or high FSH so that you can stop wasting time and prepare your body for pregnancy success, why balancing this often overlooked hormone is essential to optimize low AMH and/or high FSH, and why many times you'll be told everything is normal and healing opportunities are missed. All you need to do is go to gpnmasterclass.com to register. That's G as in get, P as in pregnant, N as in naturally, masterclass.com to register. I only recommend either products or services that myself or my team has used. And today I wanted to bring forward a product and share it with you. Electromagnetic frequency radiation, also called EMFs, has been proven in hundreds of studies to lower sperm count, sperm integrity, and sperm motility in men. Also, changes in the ovaries, fallopian tubes, uterine tissue have been observed due to oxidative damage. And many researchers believe that EMFs are the reason behind hormonal changes that can lead to infertility in women. Follicle growth also slows with EMF exposure, reducing the capacity of the follicles to release healthy eggs for fertilization. That's why I wanted to share with you Lila Quantum Tech. You can protect yourself from these EMF nasties. Lila Quantum Tech is leading the way in natural health innovation, combining science and quantum energy healing into an elegant and simple to use collection of products optimized for everyday use. My favorite one is the Lila Heal Energy Capsule Necklace. All you need to do is go to lilaq.com. That's LEELAQ.com. I didn't need to go to donor eggs. Obviously, I don't regret it. I have beautiful children. I could have done things differently. I was still cycling back in my 20s. I could have looked at my health, the environmental toxins, the stress I was under.
Many, many women are being told their eggs are too old. That's an assumption. You can't test egg quality.
Many times it's the man. It's the man who's got a food sensitivity or the zinc deficiency.
There can be a root cause to these quote unquote period problems. The doctor will pass you a pill without any question of why.
Why is IVF the first step? Because we believe it should be the last step. Welcome to Get Pregnant Naturally, where functional medicine and natural fertility solutions will help you get pregnant and have your baby. Hey there, I'm Sarah Clark, founder of FabFertile and your host. I believe the functional approach is the first step for anyone on the fertility journey, and my aim is to help you get pregnant naturally. Today, we are digging into the common mistakes that we see people on the fertility journey and how you can address these 8 factors right now and prepare for pregnancy success in 2023. This episode is for you as if you've tried everything and nothing has worked. You're not sure what to do for 2023 to optimize your fertility. You feel like IVF may be your next step, but you really want to get pregnant naturally. Thanks so much for listening. I'm so thankful that you're here. Make sure you hit subscribe or follow. And if you know someone else who is on the fertility journey, please share this podcast with them. Okay, so we're going to give you the 8 factors that we see some common mistakes that people make when they're on the fertility journey. And we are supporting couples with low AMH and high FSH, diminished ovarian reserve, and premature ovarian insufficiency. So typically, most of those people have been told that IVF is their only option. We're helping them get pregnant naturally, or if they do need to go to the clinic, getting pregnant with their own eggs. So factor number one, or mistake number one we see, is focusing only on the AMH. And remember, the AMH is not a predictor of pregnancy success. We've helped couples with AMH as low as 0.04 get pregnant naturally, and also couples with AMH of 0.02 not having had a period for years. The period comes back online, the hormones come back online, and lo and behold, you know, there's these missed healing opportunities that no one dug into, just focused on the 0.02 AMH and thinking that, you know, you'll never get pregnant. And so it's really important to remember that AMH is not a predictor of pregnancy success. There's a med article, the National Library of Medicine. So the predictive accuracy of anti-Müllerian hormone AMH for live birth after assisted conception is a systematic review and meta-analysis of the literature. And so it tells us here, so the anti-Müllerian hormone is an established marker of ovarian reserve and a good predictor of poor or excessive ovarian response after controlled hyperstimulation. However, it is unclear whether it can predict the ultimate outcome of assisted conception live birth. So we undertook a systematic review and meta-analysis to examine whether AMH is a predictor of live birth in women undergoing assisted conception. And they found out that AMH, independently of age, has some association with predicting live birth after assisted conception and may be helpful when counseling couples before undergoing fertility treatment. However, its predictive accuracy is poor. So literally, I know, like, when we get that diagnosis of the AMH being very, very low, it can feel our chances are very, very low. And it's just to say that we have seen couples with extremely low AMH get pregnant naturally, and studies showing that is a poor predictor of pregnancy success. So again, we've got to dig deeper and look, you know, what are those missed healing opportunities that conventional medicine, no one has looked at. We just had a recent person where she's worked with us for about 6 or 7 months, and her AMH was at 0.03. And now after making all the changes, and she had blood sugar dysregulation, adrenal insufficiency, thyroid dysfunction, mineral deficiencies, vaginal microbiome imbalance, and chronic stress, and her AMH is now at 0.20. And so lots of other success stories that we have where people coming to us with multiple failed IVFs before they come to work with us, being told that donor eggs are their only option, and now getting pregnant with their own eggs. So focusing on the AMH just takes you away from actually addressing those missed healing opportunities in your body. So mistake number one. Mistake number two would be only relying on hormone replacement. So typically for hormone replacement therapy, so typically for low AMH and high FSH, you may have been recommended HRT or potentially bioidentical hormones. And so this can be part of your solution. But what we see is many people are on the hormone replacement therapy, but then no one has done the targeted diet and lifestyle changes. Or we also see that people are doing some diet and lifestyle changes. Maybe they've cleaned up their diet, thrown out the toxins, working on their stress, but then they may need bioidentical hormones to help kickstart your hormones, but they're, for some reason, they're hesitant to take the hormones. They want to do it naturally. Sometimes the body does need hormones to kickstart this process. So we have, as part of our FabFertile method, we have an OBGYN, and she's triple board certified in obstetrics, gynecology, functional medicine, and menopause. And she's part of our case reviews. So sometimes we will do the functional testing and the diet and lifestyle changes first, depending how the person's feeling. Sometimes, you know, they may be feeling really, really poor. And so they may need to have some bioidentical hormones, because this can really impact your mood. We see a lot of people coming in a lot of mood issues, feeling irritable or very anxious or experiencing a lot of hot flashes, and all of this can really impact your ability to even start making these changes. So this is a very personalized approach, depending on, you know, what's right for you. So it's either two things where we see someone taking the hormone replacement therapy. Maybe they're not taking the bioidenticals, so they're taking ones that actually we wouldn't recommend. So we're recommending, there's a whole podcast episode I did on bioidenticals and why we're looking at those rather than a synthetic form of hormone replacement. So definitely check that out. So they're either just taking the hormone replacements, not making the diet and lifestyle changes, not addressing any, you know, infections or other biochemical imbalances, or they have started to make some of those diet and lifestyle changes and they sort of are hesitant to do the bioidenticals. And so it's important to see, you know, what's right for your body. But doing the hormones alone is not recommended. You want to make sure you're having someone, you want a practitioner to be reviewing this, checking your levels, and making sure everything is right for your body. So looking at just hormone replacement therapy or not doing it, resisting it, that's one of the mistakes we see with people on the fertility journey, typically with low AMH and high FSH. And then mistake number three we see is not really looking at the menstrual cycle. So I think all of us are tracking, maybe we're charting, maybe we have an app, but really, really understanding cervical mucus, your basal body temperature, irregularities, how our lifestyle can impact our cycle. And then also people that have very irregular cycles, they may get frustrated with these apps or get frustrated with the actual tracking. So it's really important to understand how to track your cycle and what it means. It's a huge vital sign for your health. So I've done an episode actually on how to track your cycle. So you can check that out, really what that means for your fertility. So we see people missing this piece, and then it really will miss signs that can help you then start to balance your hormones. And as part of the understanding your menstrual cycle, many of us, you know, we weren't taught this in school. No one's taught you to understand what the menstrual cycle even means for your health. You know, my menstrual cycle went away in my early 20s, and I thought it was a good idea because I didn't have to worry about it. Obviously, that was a problem. Something was going on with my health there. So really understanding the menstrual cycle, having part of our FabFertile method, our practitioners are trained to interpret and understand the menstrual cycle to give us clues for us to dig deeper of what's been missed and, you know, how to start balancing your hormones and how to start preparing your body for conception. And then also as part of this, we will look at your hormones to track to see what's happening with your hormones. And so we use Anito, N-I-T-O, fertility tracker, and that will track estrogen, LH, FSH, and also confirms if you actually ovulate by measuring progesterone. So most ovulation tests can only predict your fertile days, and you can use code FABFERTILE15, so F-A-B-F-E-R-T-I-L-E 15 to save 15% on the Anito, and we'll have that in the show notes. But this is part of our program where we use the fertility tracker because we had a lot of people running out. We want them to get monthly blood work, and that can be time consuming to go and get this monthly blood work. So this is done using urine and can really give us some good insight as to how your hormones are reacting each month. And then we can then interpret that and then be able to help you make these targeted diet and lifestyle changes to help improve this. So it's important to understand your menstrual cycle with charting, having someone interpret what that means, and using a fertility tracker to look at your hormone levels, looking at ovulation and being able to pull this all together. Many times people are just, again, focusing on the diagnosis, running to IVF, pumping their body full of medication, and no one's actually looked at, well, why is your cycle irregular? Why are you spotting? You know, why are your temperatures inconsistent? You know, what exactly is happening with your cycle and what's happening with your hormones each month? Are there, you know, stressors, lifestyle factors that are impacting that? Do you have gut infections? You know, what else is going on? And then the next one we have, number four, and I've talked about this before, but it does bear repeating, is following generalized recommendations. So there's a lot of information out there on books and podcasts and blogs about what to do to improve your fertility, fertility superfoods, fertility diets, all kinds of supplements on the market. You know, are those diet supplements recommendations, are they right for you? You can do a whole DIY approach to this, but is it wasting your time and your money? People are taking fertility herbs, fertility teas, and really, you know, you're spending a lot of money on that and hoping this is going to work, but we haven't dug deeper to look to see what's a personalized approach for you. So using functional lab testing, the latest cutting edge functional lab testing that your conventional doctor just won't have. So looking at stool testing and addressing infections and being able to see what exactly is going on with your hormones and what has been missed. So following those recommendations may be good at the very beginning, but if you've, you know, been trying for 2 years, you've already had at least one failed IVF, you know, now is the time to really dig into this. And the DIY approach can only work for so long. Obviously, I have, you know, I've been running this podcast almost for 5 years, and we've got people reaching out to us that have just made some of the suggestions on this podcast and they've got pregnant. But if you're here right now and, you know, it's 2022, we're planning for our baby in 2023, you know, now is the time to stop the DIY and really take that personalized approach using testing so you can have a plan and know exactly how this can improve your chances of success. So I'll just share with you a success story. Had a couple. So she had one tube, one ovary. It was secondary infertility. She had low AMH and high FSH. She had endometriosis. She followed our FabFertile method. And we addressed gut infections, mineral deficiencies, thyroid imbalance, and more. And she made all the changes and she got to work and followed the plan. And then within 7 months, she went back to the clinic just to make sure, because she was concerned about her other ovary and other fallopian tube, and found out that she was actually pregnant naturally. So that was in 7 months. So our average success rate is around 12 to 18 months. But, you know, stories like that, hopefully that can show you or motivate you to know that there is hope. I've had people say to me that they've been recommended an aggressive IVF, which doing something in an aggressive manner when you're trying to bring in your child just sort of counterintuitive. So it's really important before, you know, either you'll get pregnant naturally or when you do go to the clinic, it'll actually work. So those generalized recommendations just waste time. Most couples we work with have already been through IVF and experienced failed cycles, been labeled a poor responder, and told they had better rush to another IVF or that donor eggs are their only hope. I don't want you to waste time or money on IVF when no one has looked at the missed healing opportunities as to why it's not working in the first place. We've helped couples get pregnant naturally or improve pregnancy success when they've been told that donor eggs are their only option. We've helped couples get pregnant naturally with AMH as low as 0.04 and FSH in the hundreds. Learn how our proven FabFertile method can help improve pregnancy success for you. And I'm excited to invite you to a special masterclass where you'll learn how to improve your chances of pregnancy success if you have low AMH and or high FSH. All you need to do is go to GPN Masterclass. That's G as in get, P as in pregnant, N as in naturally, Masterclass, MasterClass.com, GPNMasterclass.com to register, and excited to see you there. We all know that EMFs can be harmful for both male and female fertility, and protecting ourselves from these harmful effects from our cell phone, computer, Wi-Fi, microwave, house energy smart meters, or TV is essential when we are trying to conceive. And that's why I love my Lila Quantum Heal Energy Capsule. And so you can wear this capsule like a piece of jewelry around your neck, or take it with you in your pocket and use it as quantum energy charger at home. So the capsule can be filled with up to 5 titanium balls, which is included when you purchase the necklace, all charged with neutral frequencies. So this makes them ideal for transmitting quantum energy and frequencies and passing them on to other elements and materials. Stay with me here. I know this sounds a little bit out there or woo-woo, but there are lots of studies and research to back up these claims. So definitely check that out on their website at lilaq.com. And so whether you want to enhance the quality of your tap water, preserve your food longer, or provide yourself with positive frequencies, the capsule offers you unlimited possibilities. Some of these frequencies contain primal human healing frequencies, as well as specific cosmic and earth healing frequencies, primal water frequency, the original source of the earth's healing water springs, nutritional bio-based frequency, contains almost 100 essential vitamin, mineral, and organic plant extract frequencies. All you need to do is go to lilaq.com. That's LEELAQ.com. And then number 5, just focusing on the testing. So we work with a lot of type A busy professionals, like, give me the plan, let's go. You know, I'm super excited to get this going. But the testing is only part of it. So the testing is what we do in the beginning. And we typically will do, you know, stool testing, looking at the DNA, your stool. We're going to do a genetic testing different from the genetic testing that you would have got at your fertility clinic. This is a female hormone panel going into glucose, going into how you methylate, going into your FSH to see if there's a genetic step in there, looking at your thyroid markers and more. And it's not to say, here's all your genetic variants or genetic mutations. It's to say, then what are the specific diet and lifestyle and supplement recommendations to actually support those genes? So that very personalized approach. So stool, genetics, food sensitivity testing using blood. We want to make sure that, and you know, there's no perfect food sensitivity test. It's a snapshot in time, but how do we reduce the inflammation in your body from food that's coming in and then heal the gut and most of the foods unless they were super high, you'll be able to reintroduce. But for the time being, you know, calm down the inflammation, because if your body's under attack, it wants to survive, not procreate. And then throughout the program, we may recommend additional testing, looking at heavy metals or nutrient imbalances using hair, the vaginal microbiome testing. I've done an episode on that as well on the podcast. We see a lot of people that have recurrent bacterial vaginosis or UTIs or thrush or miscarriage. Anyone on the fertility journey, really, you know, how is the health of your vaginal microbiome? It is key as you prepare for pregnancy success. And then also we're tracking hormones using the Anito and also blood chemistry review. So the testing is great. It is like the foundation of our program, making these change, but also it's important. So we take a mind, body, spirit approach with this. And so we have many people, if they've been told, you know, IVF is your only option, or, you know, you will struggle. This is not going to work, you know, low AMH or high FSH, and you may not trust the process. You may not actually be able to believe that you can get pregnant. You may have had, and a theme we see, and it's not fun to look at this, is trauma, either trauma from the diagnosis itself or trauma going back to childhood trauma, you know, early adulthood. But unaddressed trauma can then impact your stress levels. And if you're all the way up there in the fight or flight, we want to get you into parasympathetic. And so we have specific stress management tools to help you quickly do that. So trauma, it does have to be addressed. So we, as part of our program, we have a referral network of therapists and EMDR and EFT, which is tapping, which will help to identify trauma and move it out of the body. So that has got to be addressed. So it's important to look at the testing, address the biochemical side of things, but also equally important for us to look at the mental, emotional side of things. Because if we're doing the test and you're super stressed and not trusting the process and not believing it's actually going to work, that doesn't serve you. So just focusing on the testing just wastes time, is a mistake that we see. Number six is going to a local functional medicine practitioner who does not specialize in fertility. So we work with fertility day in and day out. This is what our team is trained to do. We're all trained in the FabFertile method, functional testing and functional nutrition, mindset, health coaching, to really help you identify those mind, body, spirit stressors and help you then prepare for pregnancy success. So if you're just with a local functional medicine practitioner, they may just be focused on testing. They may not know the unique issues that someone on the fertility journey could experience. So when you're on the fertility journey, this can impact all aspects of your life, from your social life to your relationship with your partner. Most of the couples that we work with are very much in love and want to have their baby. There's a percentage that this journey has really been very tough on their relationship. And so maybe it could be just all about baby making, and intimacy may have suffered. We may be feeling angry at our partner. You know, if there's issues with your relationship, it's really, really important to address that. And a local functional medicine practitioner that's out of their scope. And that's why we include mindset and fertility coaching in this, to really help with your relationship, your mental health, your mental, emotional stressors, whatever they may be, your job, if you're in a job that no longer serves you because you've stayed there longer than you wanted to because you thought you'd be pregnant and going on mat leave. And maybe you're stressed with the job, which we see that a lot. Maybe the relationship right now, it's tough. You and your partner may be struggling. Or even if you are on the same page, how do you then get back to like joy and intimacy? And it's not just all about baby making, it's about love making and you really enjoying each other. Because again, this can take up your whole life and feel like you're on hold, that you're stuck while everyone else moves on. So it's really important to work with a team of practitioners that we can never, you know, understand exactly what you're going through, but typically we've all walked the walk, and it's not perfect by any means, but being able to be on the other side of this, see a path forward. So having those specific mindset and stress management tools to help you identify the stress and then work your way through it. Many times we're just like, I'm fine. You know, everything's good. I can do this. That was me. Like, I didn't even think I was stressed when I was on the fertility journey. So it's really important to address all of it, not all at once. That's why we have a plan and we trickle this, you know, during a period of time. And next thing you know, small changes every day amount to huge change over time and you get pregnant. So that's number six. Number seven is forgetting about the foundational pillars of health. Maybe we want to rush forward to doing the testing. We want to rush, you know, we may feel that we've got to do IVF right now. But how do we work on the basics? Working on a diet that's right for you and personalized for you, that, you know, it's not having inflammatory foods for you coming in every day. Working on your sleep. Like we talked about this last week in our clinical mastermind. It is your job to prioritize your sleep. And I know if you're dealing with secondary infertility, you may have a little one and that can be challenging, but still to be able to do your best there and to recognize where you may need help. But we see a lot of people with insomnia or waking up in the middle of the night or waking up exhausted. All of this, like sleep is key for your hormones. So you want to make sure that you are addressing that. And it's key to balance your hormones. So working on movement, now is not the time to train for a marathon, nor is it the time to put your feet up on the couch and not move. So you want to move each day, but not too much and not too little. And then the next one would be you want to work on your stress, like we just talked about, either from your job, your relationship, from other people around you. You may feel triggered by pregnancy announcements, by baby showers, by other people. So that comparison thing can be a slippery slope. So being able to recognize that and say, you know what, when I go and spend time with that person with the children, it really triggers me and I can only stay for a short period of time. You know, eventually you may be able to, when you see a pregnant woman, not feel jealous, angry, resentful, that you can say, you know, that will be me one day. And the moment you start trying, you already are a parent. So working on the foundations, the foundational pillars is key, because you cannot out-supplement poor diet, a bad relationship, a job that no longer serves you. You know, how do you reframe some of those things? It's not about quitting the job, although sometimes you may need to leave, but it's about how do you reframe the current job you're in, that, you know, it's serving me right now as I prepare for my baby. So some reframing and mindset support around that. So it's important to look at those foundational pieces. And then as we bring in the testing, and then we look at the other sides of things, developing a protocol for you, we can start looking at those other things we're talking about, the right diet, the right movement, the right sleep, and addressing those stressors. And then number 8, the one we see all the time actually, is going to IVF too early. So most people that we work with, they have either tried naturally for 2 years or had at least one failed or multiple failed IVFs. They've been called, they, before coming to work with us, they've had been labeled a poor responder. They've had failed cycles, canceled cycles. They may have experienced miscarriage. And all of that can be extremely heartbreaking, a financial strain, but then no one's dug deeper. No one's dug deeper to address these missed healing opportunities as to why it hasn't worked. And it's not just about looking at you with a low AMH and high FSH, premature ovarian insufficiency, or diminished ovarian reserve. It's also looking at your partner. 50% of infertility is male factor fertility. So, you know, maybe his semen analysis is fine, but maybe it's not. And so how do we make sure that he is making these changes together? Because it's not just about you over here, you know, making this, eating this clean diet, making all these changes, and he's over here having beer and pizza. Now, we find like 90% of men are extremely supportive and are motivated to make their changes. I never recommend coaching your partner. That just leads to you being ticked off, you nagging. That's just not good for your relationship. He has his own goals and a coach to help him make those changes. And so he knows what he has to do. You have your plan and you know what you need to do. And so you can both then do this together, even though you'll have separate plans, you do it together to form a strong foundation for your family. So it's going to IVF, pumping your body full of medication without making all these targeted changes beforehand. It just does not make sense. Like the foundation is not secure. You know, why hasn't it worked? Why we want to avoid it for you being labeled a poor responder or having a failed cycle or having miscarriage. We want to work on those stressors such as gut infections or environmental toxins or mineral deficiencies or adrenal insufficiency or thyroid dysfunction or blood sugar dysregulation. These are some of the themes we see with low AMH. So going to IVF too early, it can be a costly and heartbreaking venture. So we want to make sure we set you up for success. So we've had many people that come to us, like we've had, share one story with you. So she had had 3 failed IVFs before coming to work with us. She was told that donor eggs were her only option. Her FSH was always in the 80s. She had diminished ovarian reserve, told nothing would work. And she got to work with her partner, made the changes. We found huge food sensitivities for her. And again, most of the foods, you know, you can eventually bring back in. Some of them, if they were too high, you can't. Mineral deficiencies, heavy metals, gut infections, and more. And then lo and behold, after 6 months, her FSH came down to a 7. And then she saw her RE. RE said, look, you know, first of all, it's a miracle that this has happened. And we're like, yes, it is a miracle. But, you know, she did the work. Her and her partner did the work together to be able to see these changes. It's not just plucked out of the sky. She made a lot of targeted diet and lifestyle changes. So she did an IVF, and on the next one, it worked, and she just had her baby boy. So lots of things to do to optimize pregnancy success. Like working on your health with your partner is always a good idea. Rushing to the clinic, I know, may feel like it's there and you want to just rush. It's sort of like, how do you take the time now to optimize your health so then you can get pregnant naturally? Or if you do go to IVF, it'll actually work. So our FabFertile method, like we talked about, includes functional testing. We have access to functional testing, like we're talking about food, stool, genetics, hair, vaginal microbiome, blood chemistry review. So that gives you that targeted protocol. So you've got the testing, and we use the testing to develop your protocol. And then we have coaching to actually help you implement these changes, because you can get the testing, whoop-de-doo, here it is. I've had this before, where here's the testing. And now I'm like, now what do? I don't even know how to make these changes. So then we have coaching with fertility and mindset coaching to actually help you implement the changes. Because sometimes we can have a plan, but then it's like, oh, my life is busy. I got stuff I got to do over here. And we might not know how to actually implement it. So we help with self-sabotage, accountability. And it's not about beating you up as to why you didn't do it. It's kind of, well, you know, you set this goal. Well, why didn't it happen? And we can dig into that piece. And that's where the trauma, or maybe you don't even believe it's possible. Maybe that RE has told you that you will struggle, and that's like embedded in your subconscious. So how do you then start listening to your voice, to your intuition, you know, that your body wants to heal, that your body wants to get pregnant, and being able to implant a new voice, which is yours, to be able to see a positive path forward. So it's really the plan with a nutrition coach is key, because you've got the protocol and the plan. And then also you need the mindset and the fertility coaching side of things to be able to help you and your partner be able to work through this using specific stress management tools that's going to help you move out of that, you know, cortisol over to the DHEA side of thing, where you're not in that fight or flight, you are in the parasympathetic. And that's when the baby comes in. And then, so at the end of the program, you'll either be happily pregnant, or if you do need to go to the fertility clinic, you're going to dramatically improve your chances of success because you have optimized your health. So we have an average success rate of about 12 to 18 months making these changes. So this is a 6-month couples coaching program. Then after the 6 months, you'll be automatically enrolled into our monthly program. And really, it's to optimize yourself for a baby. So if it's 2022 right now when I'm recording this, and if you need a plan to fast track your chances of pregnancy success, that 2023 is the year you're going to have your baby, you want to have a plan that includes testing and is a really mind, body, spirit approach with your partner and addressing those stressors so you can get pregnant naturally. Or if you go to the clinic, it'll actually work. We specialize in tough cases like low AMH, high FSH, premature ovarian insufficiency, diminished ovarian reserve. People that have been told by the conventional medicine that donor eggs are your only option, and we're helping them get pregnant naturally. Like we talked about, as an AMH is as low as 0.04 getting pregnant. Lots of success stories to help inspire you that, you know, if it's possible for someone else, it's possible for you. And so if this resonates with you and you are ready to take action, you're seriously ready to start working with us, all you need to do is go to fabfertile.com and click on apply here. And you can click on a link there and apply here. We'll have the link in the show notes as well. And we'll see if you are a good fit for the program. So take care. I would like to invite you and your partner to a Supercharge Your Fertility Discovery Call. This call is for you if you meet at least one of the following criteria. You've been trying to get pregnant for at least 2 years. You've been through at least one failed IUI or IVF. This call is for action takers. If you're not ready and you wait, the risk is you'll need to wait 2 to 3 months for a spot to open up. If you're seriously considering work with us, go to fabfertile.com. That's fabfertile.com and click on apply here. That's FabFertile, FABFertile.com, and click on Apply Here. Then you'll be booked in and ready to spend 30 minutes to give you the action plan to getting pregnant naturally. The Get Pregnant Naturally podcast, including show notes and links, provides information with respect to healthy living, nutrition, lab testing, and is intended for informational purposes only. The information provided is not a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment, nor is it to be construed as such. We cannot guarantee that the information provided on the Get Pregnant Naturally podcast reflects the most up-to-date medical research. Information is provided without representation or warranties of any kind. Please consult a qualified physician for medical advice and always seek the advice of a qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding your health and nutrition program.